Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you on this Thursday. Hope your day is starting off well. I want to begin with some good news to report, and one of the things I hope that people will recognize about this broadcast is I share things that are encouraging, no matter who is involved. Honestly, if there's something that is positive that is accomplished by the Biden administration, I have no hesitation whatsoever in giving credit where credit is due. You certainly hear plenty of criticism that I direct toward this administration, because frankly, there are a whole lot of things that they have screwed up, and screwed up royally. Yet at the same time, there are situations where they actually come through in a positive way. Case in point. For the past few days, we've been warning you about the possibility of a rail strike. We're at a point where, with our ongoing supply chain issues, it's certainly the last thing we needed. We can tell you the good news. There is a tentative railway labor agreement that has been reached. It's kind of interesting the way this news agency characterized the story. President Joe Biden believes unions built the middle class, but he also knew a rail worker strike would damage the economy ahead of midterms. This left him in the awkward position of espousing the virtues of unionization in Detroit, a stalwart of the labor movement, while members of administration went all out to keep talks going in Washington between the railroads and unionized workers in hopes of averting a shutdown. This would not have been pretty. You want to talk about a political mess? Just weeks before the midterm elections, this had to be avoided at all costs. After a long night, the talks succeeded. Biden announced today the parties had reached a tentative agreement to avoid a shutdown. It now goes to union members for an official vote. The Democratic president hailing the deal in a statement for avoiding a shutdown as a win for all sides. These rail workers get better pay, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care costs, all hard-earned. The agreement also a victory for railway companies, who will be able to retain and recruit more workers for an industry that will continue to be part of the backbone of the American economy for decades to come. Things were rather tenuous up until this morning's announcement. United Auto Workers Local 598 member Ryan Bukowski introduced Biden at the Detroit Auto Show as the most union and labor-friendly president in American history, and someone who was kicking ass for the working class. Bukowski pointed back to the pivotal sit-down strikes by auto workers way back in the 1930s. In his speech that followed, Biden recognized He wouldn't be in the White House without the support of unions like the UAW and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, saying auto workers brung me to the dance. Ain't that just wonderful? At the same time, back in Washington, officials in this administration at the Labor Department intense negotiations to head off a strike. One of the most powerful sources of leverage unions have to bring about change and improve working conditions. Without the deal that was reached among the 12 unions, a stoppage could have begun as early as tomorrow, halting shipments of food and fuel at a cost of $2 billion a day. Some of the issues of concern: sick leave, salary bumps for 115,000 unionized railroad workers. The ramifications could actually extend to the control of Congress and the shipping network that keeps the factories rolling, stocks the shelves of stores. And as you know, stitches the U.S. together as an economic power. So ultimately, they got this thing figured out. And I'm thankful for that. Nothing wrong with that. We can give credit where credit is due. On the subject of life, I've said before, I celebrate wherever we have states that are taking actions to save the lives of those that cannot speak for themselves. West Virginia has now become the second state to pass a near total abortion ban. And this is just a reminder, because this is going to be a huge political football. I was noticing, I don't know where I was yesterday, I was noticing these commercials. There are already a lot of commercials running, and they're trying to target Republicans on this issue of being anti-choice, being anti-women. You know how these folks work. Nonetheless, West Virginia legislators passed a near total abortion ban, paving the way for it to become the second state to outlaw the medical procedure in the wake of Roe versus Wade getting overturned by the Supreme Court. West Virginia. Not a big surprise here at all. Both houses of the Republican-controlled legislature passed House Bill 302, House voting 77-17 in favor, 22-7 in the Senate. This goes to Jim Justice, the governor, who has previously signed other abortion restrictions into law and has vowed to always defend the right to life for every unborn child. Good for him. If he does sign off on the bill, West Virginia will become the second state to institute such stringent restrictions on this so-called medical procedure. I love how this is written by United Press International. Medical procedure. Boy, that sounds so harmless, doesn't it? So harmless. Last month, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb made his state the first when he signed his near total abortion ban into law there. Very much appreciative of what has taken place in my former home state of Indiana. West Virginia's bill bans all abortions from implantation, with narrow exceptions put in place to terminate pregnancies the result of rape and incest, and if the life of the pregnant person is at risk. The law stipulates adults whose pregnancies are the result of rape or incest are allotted up to 8 weeks to terminate their pregnancies, and minors 14 weeks through a police report that must be filed. This is very important. So if you get a crime, then file a police report. This is not complicated. Now, doctors who violate this ban are subject to have their medical license revoked. If anyone but a licensed doctor performs an abortion, they could face criminal sentences between 3 and 10 years imprisonment. Pretty serious business. We have a statement from the legislative director of West Virginia for Life, saying for years the people of West Virginia have fought tirelessly in defense of the unborn. Today we see our effort turned into life-saving law, and we celebrate with them. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back on the broadcast. This texter would like to know, do you truly believe Brandon had anything to do with the railroad settlement? Not. His administration is still going to get the credit, no matter what. That's what's going to happen here. Vince, in regard to your previous show, you actually believe Biden legitimately won? I know you despise Trump. That aside, do you actually believe that? This is another example of what I find so disturbing with our political discourse. I do not despise Donald Trump. I don't. I don't care for his behavior. But at the end of the day, to answer your question, I think we have, in the 2020 election, a campaign operation by Joe Biden. It wasn't so much Joe Biden, because he spent a lot of time in his basement. But I think at the end of the day, the Biden people out-hustled the Trump people. This is not, folks, this is not about rallies. And if I hear another person talk about, oh, did you see the rally size compared to Joe Biden's? Nobody give a rat's ass. Nobody gives a rat's ass about crowd size except for Donald Trump. And while he is focused on this and stroking his ego, Democrats were out hustling. They were out doing, I don't doubt, shady stuff. I don't doubt that either. Which is why I go back to what I said before the 2020 election what Rush has said for years. We know the Democrats cheat. You have to win in such an overwhelming way that it doesn't make a difference. There was an opportunity to do that here, and it was missed. I mentioned just the other day, one of the groups that we know Trump lost, suburban women. We knew that was an issue in the spring of 2020. What was done about it? Nothing. So, yes. But we have to be reminded of what the real story is in regard to presidential elections for the past few years. It's always those swing voters that make the difference in those few states. They swung for Barack Obama. They swung back to Donald Trump. This time they swung back to Joe Biden. It was really that simple. And we can only hope there's another swing in the other direction in 2024. Give them somebody to vote for, not against. That's the challenge before us now. On the text line, this person saying a trucker strike would truly stop the supply chain. They carry 99% of all goods. I don't know what the exact number is, but we certainly don't want any issues there, do we? When you say that you critique the Biden administration for their plentiful screw-ups, what is that based on? Is Biden doing everything he said he would do if elected? So it's screw-ups for the people that voted for him or just for the people that didn't? Well, let's talk about screw-ups. How about Afghanistan? How about more government overspending that helped to push us into economic recession and inflation? Those are just a few examples if you'd like more. Oh, we can also throw in taking steps to limit our ability to access our own energy supplies here in the United States of America. Another example. That's a screw up. Now, for some of these people, they may think this is a success. But I don't happen to believe that, nor do many Americans who are paying for these really ridiculous policies implemented by this administration. We've said plenty of times that what we've got to be on top of are narratives. This is not about the truth when it comes to the mainstream news media. It's about narratives. Mainstream news media loves narratives like racial issues, gun violence. They like to get on to these particular topics, and once they get on them, they tend to find stories that affirm their worldview. How much have you heard about white supremacy in recent years? See, I get really frustrated with this because I see, and I saw someone, a friend of mine, posted something on social media the other day, some comment about white supremacy. I'm like, why are we giving a few people all of the attention that they do not deserve? Again, this comes back to narrative, because there are people who want to believe that white supremacy is widespread. It's not. These folks are a minority. And frankly, a minority that has very little, if any, power. Washington Times has a great piece about what's going on within the FBI. We've already pretty much established that the FBI has been profoundly politicized. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? And so many of these agencies have been weaponized politically to go after people with the opposing political party. We have this story from Washington Times. FBI insiders say white supremacy threat overblown as Biden opens summit about racists and extremists. Why is he doing this? Because this is a man who loves to fan the fires for political purposes. We're talking about a very evil man. Biden is convening a forum today at the White House aimed at confronting what civil rights groups, local officials, and academics say is an explosive rise in extremism and white supremacy that threatens the core of America's democracy. I'm telling you, don't believe a word of it. This is pure nonsense. There is no explosive rise. And I would dare say, if you were to ask for real statistics, real evidence, they can't produce any. So what Joe Biden is rolling out is the United We Stand Summit. Oh, doesn't it sound wonderful? You should know this guy is just full of crap. And keep in mind the timing of this. Oh, it just happens to be within a couple of months of the midterm elections. What a coincidence. We'll talk more about this as we continue our Thursday broadcast. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Boy, Vince, Republicans get labeled as conspiracy theorists while Democrats say the world is going to blow up from man-made climate change and believe white supremacy controls the world. But I guess Klaus Schwab is from Nazi Germany, so maybe they're half right. Oh, boy. What in the world is this? Oh, this is more stuff. Vince, I don't understand why people are surprised the FBI is nothing more than a tool for the powerful to remain in power. That's what Hoover created it for. Power and control based on information and dirt on powerful people. It's never mattered if this information was true or false. Vince, you're an intelligent man. I know, and you know. There is no way in hell Joe Biden garnered more votes than Barack Obama back in 2016. Why does that surprise you? That doesn't surprise me. We've got more people, for one. It doesn't surprise me. I do think there's a way this happened. And I've got to tell you, I appeal to you. Please, get out of denial. And we need to think about Georgia again, ladies and gentlemen. Democrats won two freaking seats in Georgia. And one of the reasons is, while everybody was arguing over the 2020 presidential election, Trump was out there telling people elections can't be trusted. A lot of Republicans didn't show up. We gave up two Senate seats in Georgia. Joe Biden won Georgia. I'll tell you what, we darn well better start doing much more effective messaging. We're going to watch one by one these so-called red states turn blue. I'm not kidding, folks. Just from demographics, we are going to lose if we play a holding game. We better start winning over some of these younger people and minority groups. We've got an opportunity before us. But if we're going to keep litigating 2020 and wasting our time with this nonsense, we're going to find ourselves out in the wilderness forever. I think I saw a poll the other day. No, I'm not panicking over this. I saw a poll of the Texas governor's race is tightening somewhat. Don't kid yourselves, folks. I think just from the natural process of people growing up, of new voters entering the system, new propagandized voters, our children, many of them from so-called Republican and conservative homes. I think just through the natural course of the propaganda machine of the educational system, social media, we're going to be in trouble long term. Now certain tricks can be pulled with redistricting. But I tell you what, if we don't get off of this and stop beating this dead horse, this is going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. This texter says Georgia Republicans lost those seats. They had no will to fight. Well, there you go. On the subject of white supremacy, tell the families in Charleston and Buffalo there are no issues with white supremacy. It's a small minority of people doing this. But I guess that was just made up by the media. Why is it so-called black conservatives run to a microphone to try to convince their white listeners there are no issues? Because there are no widespread issues. There are isolated issues. Just because some kook, some racist nitwit goes out and kills black people, I'm supposed to assume that the whole country's racist and that there's some big movement of white supremacists. It's nonsense. And it's fear-mongering. And I'll tell you, I did not raise my children to believe in that stupidity, because it is stupidity. We've got to get off this fear nonsense. This is really sad. It is. So back to the story. I told you about this United We Stand summit. Building on the administration's push to root out racially motivated domestic violent extremists, the threat sparked a sweeping strategy that included the creation of a specialized Justice Department unit to combat domestic terrorism. Oh, I'm so encouraged. Mr. Biden will deliver the keynote address to highlight the administration's response to hate and put forward a shared vision for a more united America. You know, he has about as much ability to produce a united America as Adolf Hitler. And I'm not joking. This man is a delusional buffoon. And I'll tell you, the guy's he's pure evil. Pure evil. This is all manipulation. Let me get to the heart of the story in the Washington Times. Current and former FBI agents tell the Washington Times the perceived threat has become overblown under the administration. Bureau analysts and top officials are pressuring FBI agents to create domestic terrorist cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. This doesn't surprise me at all. The demand for white supremacy coming from FBI headquarters vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy, said one agent who spoke on the condition of anonymity. We have more people assigned to investigate white supremacists than we can actually find. So you're going to have more investigators to find white supremacists who aren't there. The agent said, those driving bureau policies have already determined that white supremacy is a problem and set agency-wide policy to elevate racially motivated domestic extremism cases as priorities. We're sort of the lapdogs. As the actual agents doing these sorts of investigations, trying to find a crime to fit otherwise First Amendment protected activities. If they have a Gadsden flag and they own guns and they're mean at school board meetings, that's probably a domestic terrorist. You're probably familiar with the Gadsden flag, a historical American flag with a yellow field showing a timber rattlesnake and the words, "Don't tread on me," often used as a symbol of liberty. The FBI denies targeting groups or people based on their espoused political views and says the Bureau focuses only on those who commit or intend to commit violence and criminal activity that constitutes a federal crime or poses a threat to national security. I don't believe this for one moment. This is all political, ladies and gentlemen. It's theater. And it's all designed to scare minorities into voting Democrat, because they will protect you from the big, bad Republican, Christian, white, conservative extremists. Stay with us. So I told you about this story from the Washington Times about FBI insiders concerned that this white supremacy threat has been overblown. Nationwide hate crime data points to a concerning rise in racially motivated attacks in recent years, according to Brian Levin, who founded the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University, San Bernardino. He's been appointed to California's recently formed Commission on the State of Hate. Goodness. According to Mr. Levin's preliminary analysis of hate crime stats pulled from 52 U.S. cities, hate crimes rose 20% in 2021, with nine states breaking annual records. Last year marked an especially concerning rise in hate crimes against blacks, according to his analysis. Though anti-Asian, anti-Jewish, and anti-Hispanic hate crimes added to the spike. Mr. Levin, an independent, said white supremacist ideology consistently motivates the most deadly hate-fueled attacks. He noted a concerning rise in online extremism among white supremacist groups. He said we have these ticking time bombs walking around like buffalo or Mother Emanuel Church, referring to mass shootings where blacks were targeted. That's something we really have to address. White supremacy is absolutely something we have to look at as not only a hate crime issue, but a national security issue. Furthermore, Mr. Levin said not all those who perpetrate hate crimes motivated by racial animus are dyed-in-the-wool extremists, or the Klan is operating directly. All white supremacy-inspired attacks. Still, he said, it's important to consider the sometimes subtle biases that motivate these crimes. The FBI agents' claims of a crusade against an inflated white supremacist and domestic extremism threat echo complaints by conservative lawmakers who accuse the Biden administration of ignoring left-wing violence and leveraging fears of right-wing terrorism to target political opponents and stifle legitimate debate. See, this is one of my concerns about all of this. It becomes very selective, doesn't it? Based on politics. For instance, the same people complaining about January 6th had no problem with all of the violence that broke out after the George Floyd killing and the property losses that exceeded over $1 billion. But that's not a concern. I would contend much of that was driven by hate. Does that go into these stats? I seriously doubt it. Seriously doubt it. Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, saying this is ultimately driven by politics. If you own a gun, display the flag, voted for Trump, the president's going to call you an extremist. It appears the FBI is going to use the numbers to satisfy that narrative the president laid out. White House officials billing today's summit as a stand against the corrosive effects of hate-fueled violence on our democracy and public safety. Blah, 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 blah. At the bottom line of this, let me go back to what I've said to you all along. You want to make a difference? Let me tell you how you make a difference. You love people. And let me tell you who one of my role models continues to be. In fact, I need to look this guy's name up so I remember who he is. Remember the guy I told you about who did an outreach to the Klan? That's who I admire. I don't admire people who put stupid freaking signs on their yards. I admire people who go right into the heart, right into the heart of the devil's workshop. And love on people. And reach their hearts. You want to do that? I'm all in. You want to make some sort of political issue and continue to stir the pot and exaggerate claims? I'm not interested in that at all. Not at all. You're right, Vince. The Dems did out-hustle us during the night in darkness. Yes, they did. The white supremacist nonsense is nothing more than pandering to BLM, a.k.a. Democrats' voter base. Yes. This is why they're very, very selective. I just find it amazing. I really do find it amazing. They just continue to beat this drum, especially the Democrat Party with its history of supporting the Klan. The nerve. And to this day, and I've said this to you before, I refuse to respect people who, in their narrative, view me as an eternal victim. That to me is a form of racism. You can throw around white supremacy and all these terms all you want. But the people I'm concerned about are the white people who think the only way they can think of me is a victim. And if that's who you are, screw you. Stay away from me. And you definitely will not get my vote. Stay with us. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.